Hello and welcome back to Mama in Chile. This is my second episode of my podcast, so thank you very much for tuning back in. It's a cloudy day here in Santiago, Chile. It's been raining all night, which is actually great. It's a bit of a godsend actually in the winter months. We're in winter at the moment, June, July, August. It's winter here, and with it comes the very polluted air. Santiago is one of the most polluted cities in the world, and so much worse in the winter months because of the cold air, and there's not a lot of wind, and the mountains, the Andes mountains around the city, act as a kind of barrier. So the air is very stagnant, and it kind of just sits over the city as a blanket of smog, and it's pretty horrendous. There are restrictions in place. Certain cars can't drive. If it's exceptionally bad on a particular day, then if your license plate ends in a certain number, then you're not allowed to drive that car. So there are restrictions in place, but I do hope the government will do something more about fighting pollution, because it is a big problem here. A lot of respiratory illnesses, kids get sick. I mean, everyone gets sick, and a lot of people get sick in the winter months. Yeah, anyway, so I'm glad that it's been raining, because I can actually see the snow-capped mountains, which is absolutely beautiful. It's one of the nicest things is when you can see the mountains around the city. It's absolutely stunning at the moment. They're just white, gorgeous. And it's sunny as well, so it's just a lovely, lovely fresh morning here in Santiago. And the kids are at school, so it's my free moment to podcast. I have such an exciting life. Anyway, so today what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk a little bit about how I came to Chile, why I moved to Chile so far away, and how it all happened. Yeah, I was living in Oxford in 2007, and I was bored. I was doing an office job, and just kind of, you know, the classic looking out of the window and dreaming of something better, really. I met my husband in Oxford. He was on a sabbatical from his job in Chile. He'd taken a year off just to kind of concentrate on focus. He was focusing on his English, improve his English. And he was studying English at one of the private colleges in Oxford. And we met through mutual friends. Yeah, I mean, that was that. It was an instant connection. It was like I'd met my best friend, and I felt like I'd known him for years, and it was just, we instantly connected. It was amazing. And we spent a lot of time together. We spent the whole summer together, and unfortunately had to go back to Chile in October of 2007, September of 2007, I can't remember exactly when, but he had to go back, and that was very hard. And so what do? You get engaged, and you decide that you're going to be together, and move 8,000 miles to be with that person, which is what we decided. So before he left, we got engaged. It was all a bit of a whirlwind, but you know, when you know, right? You know, looking back, yes, it was a rash decision. It was crazy. It was a very bold move, but it was worth it. There were no regrets there. I'm very happy still. 9 years on, we're very happily married, and two kids later. It's, yeah, it all worked out. But it was a bit of a crazy, crazy time. And I moved the following January 2008. I sold my gorgeous little moped, and I said goodbye to my flat in Jericho and Oxford, which I adored. And yeah, of course, the hardest thing was to say goodbye to my family, because it was a permanent move. I wasn't thinking of coming back anytime soon. That was that. And also, on top of that, I'd never been to Chile. I'd never been to South America. That was that. When you put trust in something, sometimes you've got to act on your gut instinct. I just felt like it was the right thing. It was, something was guiding me towards coming here. And yeah, I bought a one-way ticket. And that was that. I remember I landed. It was January 2008. It was very, very hot here in Santiago. It was the summer here. Summers in Santiago are very dry, very, very hot. So on top of the shock from having moved and changing my life, it was also shock to the system, changing from the cold, dreary, wet English winter in January to the dry, hot summer of Chile. It was a big, big shock. I still remember it very vividly. I mean, I was over the moon to see my husband come and collect me and be with him again after the months that we'd been separated. And Yeah, it was wonderful. Luckily, before I moved, I did prepare myself in terms of connecting with people who are pretty much in the same situation as me. I found two girls online who wrote blogs about their lives in Chile. There was Rachel from London, who didn't have the most positive experience living in Chile, and she blogged avidly about her horrific time, and she was living out in the sticks somewhere, which I wouldn't recommend. If you are going to come move to Chile, don't move out in the middle of nowhere, because it's very concentrated here. It's all happening in Santiago. That's a big difference you see between England and Chile. It's just very concentrated. Everything's in the big city, all the big jobs. And so if you go move out in the middle of nowhere, there's nothing there, basically. So poor Rachel suffered immensely living out there in near where was it? Molina, I think it was. And that was hard for her. So she blogged about it, and I met and I found her online and arranged to meet her. And then I found an American blogger who is now a well-known wedding photographer called Kyle Hepp. I found her blog, Mamacita Chilena. She's blogging about her life. She just married her Chilean husband, and talking about her life, in just her day-to-day life in Chile, and being a foreigner living here. So I connected with her, emailed her, we got in touch, and the three of us met in Starbucks downtown for the first time a couple of weeks after I got here. And I have to say that if you're going to move somewhere, make sure you connect with people who are there and are in similar situations, in the same boat, because they're people that you can relate to, that you identify with. They were an enormous help, definitely. They helped me a lot just to kind of find myself a little bit when I was here, because sometimes it's not enough just to have be with your partner when you move. It's just, it's very hard just to kind of get used to living in a new country and just being with your partner. You need a little bit more. And so that's why it's so important to create a support network of friends that you can relate to. And there was also another group that I joined a couple of months after called Chile Spouses. They are a group, a Yahoo group headed by Kathy. Started in, I think, the late, 98, 99, they created a Yahoo group. I think it started with like two or three women that had moved to Chile for love. So really it's aimed at foreign women living in Chile, married or even divorced to a Chilean, and it's a support network. And I joined them, and it's grown and grown. I think there's over 2,000 members now in the group, and it's still going strong. So there's always interesting information to share in the group. Gatherings, we get together now, although I haven't got together with them since my kids were born, but they do arrange cocktail evenings and things like that. Yes, an absolute godsend with these friends and connections and groups that I connected with when I got here. So yeah, so that's really my story about how I came to be here. The next stage was, I mean, of course it was a honeymoon phase the first year or so after I got here. Everything was brand new, it was exciting, but then of course reality hits you at some point hard, and depression hits you, and I went through that. So in my next podcast I will be talking a bit more about what happened, how it happened and how I got through it and how I got over it. It's a very natural process when you move countries to go through that. You go through the initial honeymoon phase, and then you go through a real dip in how you're feeling. So yeah, I'm going to talk about that in my next episode. So thank you very much for listening in on this one, and I hope you all have a lovely day. Bye bye.